2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gaslighting. That is exactly what the media is now doing as the jury is deliberating in the Rittenhouse trial. And I want to go over just some of the claims for you real quick so you understand how scumbaggy the media actually is. The media claim when all of this hit the, air, right? When this all happened a year ago, the media claimed that Rittenhouse crossed state lines with his gun to go to Kenosha protests. That's a lie. We now know from the testimony in this trial that the gun was actually kept in Kenosha. He did not take it across state lines. He should sue over this, and I hope he gets millions and millions of dollars because this is slander. The media didn't do their homework. They didn't care because they wanted this guy to be convicted. Now, the gun, again, was kept there. Here's media claim number two that's been debunked during the trial testimony. Rittenhouse, they said, had no business being in Kenosha, had no business being there. He just showed up to go kill a bunch of people. He traveled to kill people. That was what the media said. Rittenhouse testimony in the trial, not disputed by the defense. Rittenhouse was actually a lifeguard in Kenosha. That was his job, his summer job at the time. And his father lived in Kenosha. So he worked in Kenosha and his father lived in Kenosha. But the media claimed this random guy just saw that there were going to be riots in Kenosha. He crossed state lines with a gun. That wasn't true. And then he had no ties to Kenosha. And he went there just to go be a as they put it, a mass shooter, a school shooter. That's what the media claimed. We know he was a lifeguard in Kenosha and his father lived there. So he absolutely had the right to be there. Claim number three by the media, these scumbags. Rittenhouse was an outsider and did not understand law enforcement. That's not true either. He actually was a police explorer for the Grays Lake Police Department, a cadet with the Antioch Fire Department. And he also was a certified lifeguard, not a scumbag, not out there trying to play cop. He was trying to protect the community where he worked and his father lived. Riots were happening where he worked and lived. Now, if you could go back and give the kid advice, I'd give him some advice. Sure, don't show up that night. Don't be there. That doesn't mean you're a murderer. I want to make that very clear. That doesn't mean you are a murderer. Doesn't mean that you're the worst person in the world. Doesn't mean that you should sit and rot in prison and that your life should be over and ruined. It doesn't mean any of that. But the media said it. He was an outsider. He did not understand law enforcement. No, he was a police explorer for the Grays Lake Police Department, a cadet with the Antioch Fire Department and a certified lifeguard. This guy understood rules. But the media says he didn't. He was a vigilante. He was an anarchist. He was crazy. He was out there just wanting to blow people away, indiscriminately shooting at people. That's what the media said, even though he didn't shoot anybody but his three intended targets when they were coming after him. Media also claimed that Rittenhouse shot people as he ran away. Not true. In fact, the prosecution witnesses confirmed Rittenhouse shot when a pistol was pointed at his face from point blank range. Even the guy who he shot said, yes, he was using self-defense because, yes, I was pointing a gun at his face. That's why I got shot. Those are just some of what the media has gotten wrong. And now the media, they're trying to gaslight, do everything they can in their power to have another riot happen. They're trying to say that somehow if he is innocent, to cover their own ASSs, that if he comes back innocent, that, well, they're still somehow right and there's going to be riots that happen and they're justifiable riots and looting and anarchy that's going to happen in Kenosha because this was clearly justice not being served. Now, remember, the same media is the media that called him a terrorist, called him a school protester, a school shooter, said he was running around gunning down innocent people. Those are their actual words on TV. Joe Scarborough, MSNBC, what a scumbag. Attacked Rittenhouse, suggesting he went to Kenosha with the intention of shooting protesters. He said Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old, just running around shooting and killing protesters. That is not true. Now, if you don't think the media deserves to burn for what they have done to Rittenhouse, I'm going to play it for you. The montage that we put together of what the media said, calling him a white supremacist. Even the prosecution didn't say he was a white supremacist during the trial. Saying he's a Trump supporter, that never came up in the trial either. No indication he's a, quote, Trump supporter. Saying he's a conservative school shooter, not true. Saying he indiscriminately showed up and was trying to kill a bunch of people and didn't belong there, also not true. He worked in Kenosha as a lifeguard and his dad lived there. Saying he crossed state lines with a gun, also not true. They don't care about truth. They want to indict people that fits a narrative. This is why I say each and every day, don't ever trust the media.
Shooter, Kyle Rittenhouse, he murdered two people, by the way.
Rittenhouse is basically what you would have had in a school shooter. He's a 17-year-old kid. He shouldn't have had a gun. He crossed state lines to supposedly protect property. No, he was going out to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the vigilante.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed teenage vigilante.
A 17-year-old vigilante, arguably a domestic terrorist, picked up a rifle, drove to a different state to shoot people.
Kyle Rittenhouse, a guy who's deeply racist, went with weapons to a Black Lives Matter protest looking to get in trouble. He did. He murdered a couple of people.
Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old kid, just running around, shooting and killing protesters.
You see, the 17-year-old who was radicalized by Trumpism took his AR-15 to Kenosha and became a killer.
A white, Trump-supporting, MAGA-loving, Blue Lives Matter social media partisan, 17 years old, picks up a gun, drives from one state to another with the intent to shoot people.
A 17-year-old boy who drove across state lines with an AR-15 and started shooting people up, including a guy with a skateboard.
Kyle Rittenhouse, who has killed protesters, unarmed protesters.
Rittenhouse is 17.
Killed protesters, killed unarmed protesters. Well, what about the guy pointing the gun at him? Is that an unarmed protester? Because if you've got a gun, you're not an unarmed protester. You notice how the media can destroy your life. This is how powerful the media is. This is how sick the media is. It's how perverted and soulless the media is. We decided it. He's an anarchist. We've decided it. He's a vigilante. We've decided it. He crossed state lines with a gun. We decided it. Any facts back it up? Doesn't matter. He didn't belong in Kenosha. Well, actually, he worked there and his dad lived there. Doesn't matter. We decided it. No one was trying to harm Rittenhouse. We've decided it. Well, that's not true. Guy was pointing a gun at him. He shot that guy. Well, we don't care about that, right? Just keep playing. Just keep up with your narrative. Because we're the media and this is what we do. We're the media and this is what we do each and every day. We indict people, not based on facts, but based on what we want public opinion to be.
17-year-old that went with a weapon into the middle of protests and then provoked people and then shot and killed them.
Kyle Rittenhouse is the...
He went there in the middle of protesters and antagonized them and then shot them. That's what they just said. They need to be sued. and they need to lose every damn dollar they have. They need to be sued because this is, and again, this goes back to, remember the kid with a Native American who was wearing a MAGA hat? Remember that? In Washington, D.C.? He won like $250 million, as he should, because they slandered him. They did the same damn thing to him that they did. Remember the whole Today Show interview where they treat him like the worst person in the world? You were trying to antagonize a Native American. No, actually, I wasn't. I was standing there. He came and beat a drum in my face. They wanted to turn him into the worst person in the world. They're doing the same thing to Rittenhouse, and it's wrong. And I'm telling you, this is what this is why you never trust the media and their reporting. You can't.
Enemy. A boy from out of state drives up to the state with an AR-15 around his neck.
Not true. Didn't drive up to the state with an AR-15 around his neck. Didn't cross state lines like you implied. That's a lie.
Shoots right and kills a couple of people. Shooting wildly, running around.
Wasn't shooting wildly. Wasn't running around, just shooting random people. The three people that he shot attacked him.
Acting like a rent-a-cop.
Drove across state.
Acting like a rent-a-cop. Here's the next one. We're you know. Listen to the next guy. Drove across state lines.
Rent a cop.
Drove across state lines armed with a rifle to go and shoot people.
That's not what happened either. We know from the trial the gun never crossed state lines. It's also a lie, but who cares? Because we're the media. We indict people and we make up facts.
What a dark dystopian scene where a 17-year-old boy is carrying around a rifle, running around and gunning down protesters.
Just gunning down protesters. None of them were attacking him, right? We're the media. We decide what the facts are. In fact, we just create them. We fabricate them out of thin air. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The second aspect of this Rittenhouse trial and what the media has done, not just trying to ruin his life and lie and make up things that never happened, right? Acting like that night when he was out there, when he was actually trying to defend property of innocent people whose entire businesses were being torched to the ground. You can see hundreds of businesses that were destroyed. This guy had a father that lived there. He was a lifeguard in Kenosha. He absolutely had a right to be there. And he was trying to defend property. He was actually cleaning up and on video from the day before, helping cleaning up the community from the riots that happened the night before. This is also about the Second Amendment. Leo Terrell, who is I consider him to be a friend, was on Fox News Channel talking about this. And he said this is about the Second Amendment. They have turned this into, well, AR-15s are bad. No one should have AR-15s. And if you ever use an AR-15 to defend your life, we are going to convict you and say that you're a mass murderer.
Comments that whip people into a frenzy. Am I wrong?
You're 100% correct. And the left and the media does not care. They don't care if they lie. This is a political trial. Kyle Rittenhouse is a political prisoner. It's about the Second Amendment. It's about the gun. And you heard that prosecutor who was absolutely dead wrong about the right to have the gun. He waived his right, a privilege. That's a lie. He's absolutely wrong. But it is the expectation. It's not a race case. The individual is not a black versus white, but it doesn't matter. They want chaos. That's why you got 500 National Guards on standby. For what? Because the left wants something to happen. Bad. Period. But it's about the Second Amendment. You look at the issue here, the gun. This man had a right to defend himself, and I'll give you the opinion. He should be found acquitted. As you correctly stated, the judge has the ace in the hole because he could declare a mistrial with prejudice.
When you have a group of people, some might describe...
And by the way, I'm just going to stop it right there because it's absolutely right what Leo Terrell is saying there. This is a Second Amendment case. The left wants chaos. That's exactly why they are getting ready for this. They're hoping that if he is acquitted, they can burn down things. The far left is already ready, right? The squad, the Democratic squad, claims without evidence that white supremacists shot at Mike Brown and BLS Black Lives Matter protesters. If Kyle is acquitted, the squad has now said, quote, they still can get away with it. Representative Cori Bush, Democrat Missouri, believes that if 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted on the grounds of self-defense, white supremacists will be emboldened to shoot at Black Lives Matter protesters. He wasn't shooting at Black Lives Matter protesters. This wasn't an issue of race, but they're turning it into an issue of race because their job is to divide this country no matter what. Look at how psycho you have to be Representative Cori Bush, believing that if Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted on the grounds of self-defense, that, quote, white supremacists will be emboldened to shoot at Black Lives Matter protesters. The people he shot weren't even Black Lives Matter protesters. They were Antifa. They were just flat-out anarchists. They were arsonists. Forget their past records of being in jail and holding grandmothers at gunpoint and family members at knife point, I should say. Forget the fact that one of them is a convicted child sex offender and repeating the lie that Michael Brown was murdered at the hands of a white police officer, Cori Bush, again, this is about division, falsely claimed that the white supremacists in Ferguson, Missouri, would literally hide up in the hills and callously shoot at protesters if he is not convicted. She said, quote, Cori Bush, when we marched in Ferguson, white supremacists would hide behind a hill near where Michael Brown Jr. was murdered and shoot at us. That's not true. They never faced the consequences. Also not true because it never happened. If Kyle Rittenhouse gets acquitted, it tells them that even 7 years later, they can still get away with it. Also not true. Black Lives Matter activists backed up the congressman's claim saying this is a fact. I vividly remember hiding under porches in Cansfield as shots were fired at us. No one came to help us. We would come from under porches using cars as shields in between gunshots to make it out. By the way, if you hear the gunshot, it means you didn't really need to hide at that moment because the bullet would have already hit you if it was intended for you. That's how much of a liar these people are. We had to hide under porches using cars as shield between gunshots. Between gunshots? Really? When further pressed for comment, a spokesperson for the Bush campaign said the white supremacists opened fire on the congressman while providing no specifics. So apparently this happened, never publicized before, out of thin air in 2021 when she's running for re-election. Quote, while on the front lines of the Ferguson uprising, Congresswoman Bush and other activists were shot at by white supremacist vigilantes. How do they know they're white supremacists if they couldn't see them hiding in the hills? Just out of curiosity. How do you know it wasn't a black guy? How do you know it wasn't a black woman? How do you know it wasn't an Asian man or woman? How do you know it wasn't a transgender? How do you know it wasn't a bunch of gay activists? You don't know if they were hiding in the hills. You couldn't see them. How do you know they were white? Again, this is what division is all about. This is what they do. The question we need to ask is why white supremacists feel empowered to open carry rifles, incite violence, and put black lives at risk across our country. The majority of African-Americans killed in Hearsttown were actually killed by African-Americans, but let's not talk about that. Just one minor problem, by the way, with with Cori Bush's lie. It never happened. According to the Ferguson police chief, Frank McCall Jr., a black man, the department has no record of any such incident. So let's be clear. A black police chief in Ferguson and his department say they have no record of such incident of a bunch of white people hiding in the hills trying to kill a bunch of black people below. And he's a black guy telling you this. The only documented incident of the type described by Bush occurred in March 2015 when two police officers formed a security line outside the Ferguson police headquarters and there were shots fired, causing protesters to flee. Jeffrey Williams, a black man, was later arrested and convicted of the shooting. So the only time anything close to this happened, it was a black guy doing it. Just thought I'd tell you the facts. One officer was hit in the shoulder, the other in the cheek. Then St. Louis County Sheriff said at the time he believed the officers were targeted, and the shooting brought swift condemnation from a wide range of public officials as well as protest leaders who insisted they repudiated violence, even though they were burning down buildings. But whatever. So a black guy was arrested for shooting at innocent police officers when Ferguson was going on. There's no indication that Congresswoman Bush or anybody else was hiding under porches when shots were fired. There's no Ring doorbell video. There's no videos that people have. Come on. Seriously, there's no videos that people have of any of this. So none of this is really real. We just make it up to fit the narrative because we want Kenosha to burn. That's our objective. That is our goal. That is the narrative. And that's what we are going to do. We want the city to burn. That is the objective. Also, PolitiFact gets buried online after its fact check on the Rittenhouse trial is completely contradicted. Again, another example of the media and the, quote, fact checkers from PolitiFact on the trial of Rittenhouse getting brutal blowback online after the judge in the case sank a central charge in the entire case. PolitiFact attempted a fact check from August 2020, didn't stand the test of time after the Kenosha County judge dismissed the charge of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18 against Rittenhouse on Monday. Now, if you put anything up there about the gun and him legally having the gun or the law with the gun before then, PolitiFact would shut you down. Your Facebook page would get shut down. Your Twitter would get shut down because PolitiFact decided that it was wrong. Why? Because they wanted him to be guilty. People on social media said that Rittenhouse was legally allowed to possess a weapon because of Wisconsin's open carry law as long as it met certain minimum length requirements, which it did. PolitiFact said no. Fact checkers claimed it was not legal for Rittenhouse, who was 17 at the time of the shooting, to possess a rifle without parental supervision. It was wrong. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
PolitiFact, by the way, isn't the only group that's gotten it wrong on the Rittenhouse trial and them trying to destroy a human being's life. They don't care because this is all about scoring points, right? Let me remind you that the President of the United States of America, the most powerful man in America with the biggest microphone in America, also suggested that Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. Now, the White House was asked about this because there was nothing in the trial that pointed to Rittenhouse actually being a white supremacist. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about this from Peter Ducey at Fox. Take a listen.
Just something tied to an ongoing court case. Why did President Biden suggest that Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Kenosha is a white supremacist?
So, Peter, what I'm not going to speak to right now is anything about an ongoing trial, nor the president's past comments. What I can reiterate for you is...
Isn't it amazing how fast they shut up? Like, well, we're not going to... We don't want to interfere. You had no problem interfering early on. You had no problem having comments before. Well, we're not going to... We're going to hold our judgment, right? We're going to hold our thoughts for just a moment on Kyle Rittenhouse in this case. You guys didn't use that logic early on. You had no problem using this politically to try to help you win votes, divide the country. What happened? I'm just curious. How did it change all of a sudden? I'm just wondering. I'm just asking for, I don't know, Kyle Rittenhouse and everybody else that you guys try to ruin people's lives when you don't get your way. I'm just curious. I'm genuinely curious here. What changed, White House, is the fact that you guys are now wrong? Right? You listen to her. What a scumbag response from her. Well, we're not going to comment on an ongoing case. You guys commented and indicted him as a white supremacist earlier on.
So, Peter, what I'm not going to speak to right now is anything about an ongoing trial, nor the president's past comments. What I can reiterate for you is the president's view that we shouldn't have, broadly speaking, vigilantes patrolling our communities with assault weapons. We shouldn't have opportunists corrupting peaceful protests by rioting and burning down the communities they claim to represent anywhere in the country. As you know, closing arguments in this particular case, which I'm not speaking to, I'm just making broad comments about his own view. There's an ongoing trial. We're awaiting a verdict. Beyond that, I'm not going to speak to any individuals or this case.
But the president has spoken to it already. And his mom now, Kyle Rittenhouse's mom, came out saying that the president defamed her son. And that she claims that when the president suggested her son is a white supremacist. He was doing that to win votes. Is that what happened?
I just have nothing more to speak to an ongoing case where the closing arguments were just made. Go ahead.
We're going to look the other way. But when we were running for election, we had no problem telling you this kid was a white supremacist, MAGA supporter, right? Even though we had no clue that he was a white supremacist and or a MAGA supporter. Same thing the media said over and over and over and over and over and over again. This is a white supremacist. This Rittenhouse is a scumbag. Now, if Rittenhouse is enough, right? If he's not enough for them to attack, wow. Then we'll just go to the judge. Because remember, this is all about destroying people's lives. The judge is now a racist. The only reason Rittenhouse will walk is because the judge sucks, as the media put it over the last few days. They've now decided, all right, Rittenhouse may go, so we got to blame somebody else, and we're going to tell you the system's racist and the judge is racist, and it doesn't matter what happened in the facts. We're going to divide this country at all costs. Everybody sucks. Now the judge is a racist.
I don't see how anybody can say that this judge is not biased and is not leaning in a certain direction.
I think that the behavior of the judge in totality is the problem.
This judge is an absolute joke. He's been a joke from the very beginning.
Clearly, this guy has biases that are affecting the administration of this case.
I completely agree from my observation that the judge is entirely biased.
The judge is making it pretty much impossible for the jury to actually consider all the facts and come up with a verdict where justice will be served.
You've tweeted and talked about the fact that the judge is racist, and you think that impacts how he is managing this trial.
He has made a series of decisions. Each one perhaps may be individually defensible, but in totality lead to the impression of a biased, racist judge with his Trump rally cell phone that is trying to get Rittenhouse a walk.
God bless the USA ringtone, which is the Trump rally theme song.
It appears that this judge is auditioning for the cameras and looking for his next gig on Fox News.
He sounds like he's watched too much Bill O'Reilly. I mean, he's acting like Archie Bunker in there.
When the judge asks the entire room if there are any veterans here and demands that the entire room clap for a veteran, and the one veteran in the room happens to be the expert witness coming forth to testify on behalf of Kyle Rittenhouse, that's an example of a pretty biased courtroom.
How the guy talked about the lunch order, I don't get it.
The Asian joke?
I don't get it. I don't know that he even made an Asian joke.
Well,
I know that I'm not allowed to judge it because I'm not Asian.
The judge has had so many moments in this case that bring into question his own biases.
Whether it's the ringtone, whether it's the Asian statement, whether it's the applause, you didn't mention the applause for a defense witness because he was a veteran. Those things really impact people's feeling that this is a courtroom that we can have trust in.
This guy, maybe, you know, legally he's right about things. I've been listening to the legal folks, but certainly his demeanor, the way he speaks to the prosecution, the way he looks at Kyle Rittenhouse like it's his grandson. I mean, come on, America.
I love this. Maybe he's getting everything right legally, but he looks at Kyle Rittenhouse like he's his grandson. Come on, America. This is maybe the best headline of all over the last 24 hours. There is now an Oregon Democrat that is demanding that every black person in America get a day off after the Rittenhouse verdict, even though everyone involved in the case is actually white. Quote, it's going to be hard for black people to work, and it isn't fair to expect them to after the Rittenhouse verdict comes down. Everybody involved is white, but somehow this is a black thing. Vice chair of the Oregon Democratic Black Caucus suggested that employers give black employees at least one day off, and possibly two after the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is delivered because, quote, no matter what the verdict would be, it would be hard for black people to work and it wouldn't be fair to expect them to. Gregory McKelvey tweeted, employers, consider giving your black employees a day or two off after the Rittenhouse verdict. Regardless of the outcome, it's going to be hard for black people to work and it isn't fair to expect them to do it. Sports commentator Jason Whitlock, who is also black, tweeted this. This is insanity. I think he put it well. Everyone involved was white. Stop making this about yourself. You blanking narcissist, Matt Walsh tweeted out. He's right. White rioters try to kill white non-rioter who kills them instead. Black Americans hardest hit or something, another one put in response. Author Chad Felix Green, the only person who should be experiencing stress or anxiety over this trial should be lawful gun owners who witnessed a legitimate self-defense caught on video turned into a show trial and the media declaring the victim guilty based on politics and this nonsense below, implying that black employees needed at least a day or two off after the verdict, regardless of the outcome, because it's going to be hard for black people to work and it isn't fair to expect them to. Because everybody involved in the case is white. Literally, you're having a trial about a white guy who shot other white guys. That's what this is about. New York Post reporting now, officials and businesses in Kenosha are also fearing a repeat of the violence and the violent upheaval that rocked the city of about 100,000 people last August after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Photos show numerous buildings with boarded up windows, many seemingly still there, from the first round of riots last year that saw Black Lives Matter protesters often torching black-owned local businesses. Can't make that up. In preparation for violence following the verdict, Wisconsin governor has ordered 500 National Guard troops in the state's active duty to support hundreds of law enforcement officers. Just remember, this trial is all about telling you something that isn't true. Telling you that a white guy killed a bunch of black people and actually it was a white guy that killed white people. Saying that black people deserve a day off. Again, this Oregon Democrat slammed after suggesting blacks get day off after Rittenhouse verdict. Everyone involved was white. It's going to be hard for black people to work and it isn't fair to expect them to, he says. Wow. Hope everyone of you will share this podcast with your family and friends. Again, this is what needs to be exposed. The facts of this case. Not the feelings, not the emotions, not the prejudice, not the BS. The actual facts. It's disgusting that this is actually happening. But this is the reality of the world we're living in today. Share it. Make sure you subscribe or auto-download this podcast so you get it every day for free. So wherever you're listening right now, please hit that auto-download or subscribe button. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.